Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
I'm Jacob Gibbs.
All right, guys. What's happening today?
It's happening, man.
It is.
Man,
feeling good.
Feeling
man,
great.
I'm just glad to be back. I just got to give y'all a good clapping.
Thank you. Thanks, Jacob. I appreciate that.
Was that not ridiculous?
Yeah, what was that?
You don't know what that was?
No, I know. I'm saying, what was it? Like, I mean,
Auburn cheated. Got cheated out, man. I saw that. I was like, hey, ain't no way. Like, what?
I've never seen that.
Clearly scored too.
Georgia's Kirby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah,
we're all there, Tony.
Yeah,
we're all there.
He was even yelling time.
Yeah, see, are they gonna find him for it?
No, they ain't gonna find him. Nick Saban's baby boy. They ain't gonna do that.
I wish the rest of his children was making good programs. Man, we got Alabama. And Florida's got Alabama's. What is it? Offensive coordinator. And he's just not. This is not it, man.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
office coordinator.
That's your team, right, Tony?
Yeah, it's Florida. Florida.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tony's a Florida Gator.
Hey, we knocked out Tennessee. So I say we, but you know, I've never gone to that school, and hopefully one day I'll graduate from that school. But
really, is that your plan?
Yeah, man.
Huh?
What happened to going to Switzerland or whatever?
Man, I'll still go to Finland.
Tony's going to Finland.
Listen, I'm at least get my. A degree from the University of Florida.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good goal, man.
Then I could say we every time Florida wins.
Because there I was thinking you played for them or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they were like, did you do anything over there? Like, yeah, I got a degree from over there. Okay, that makes sense. Like, Michael could say, oh, we Alabama, we're doing really good. And I'm like, did you go there? And we're like, yeah, he did, actually.
I like him guys too. It's like, y'all see who we picked up today? Hitchhiker? No, new quarterback, man. Y'all see? You know what I'm talking about in recruit, whenever at the recruiting thing?
Oh, when they're recruiting. Yeah. Yeah. Who'd we pick up today?
Yeah, I'm like,
people say that.
Hitchhiker? Yeah,
have you seen who we picked up?
People do say that. And then some people either continue on, and some people are like, you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's a hard line there. Some people don't like the we.
No, they don't. Especially if you're a diehard fan and they're a fan of the other, their rival.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll make fun of
them. Oh, we.
Yeah.
We didn't do nothing.
What do you think, Tony? You like the we?
I like the we. Because you know,
you're a fan base.
You're a fan base. You're part of the – essentially, you become part of the fan base. You become part of that family.
Especially with NIL and stuff. I mean, if they're getting paid by fans.
Exactly.
Fans have kind of become a part of it. Huh?
They got ridiculous with that NIL stuff.
Have
man.
They?
But you I know think what? It's going to ruin football.
But you
I
know
really
what?
Do.
The same
think it's
time,
done.
I think it's actually, I don't, hear me out.
I'm hearing
it's been
you.
It's been a good thing.
It's too much
Think
fun.
About it. There hasn't been a dominant team in the last 2 years. Has there?
I think Ohio State might have some issues with that statement.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, these bowl games, too. You know, like they give somebody a full ride scholarship. Like, was it Florida State last year got beat like 59-0?
Yeah.
Because their players didn't play.
They didn't play.
Yeah, I'm thinking that should be some kind of like, give me the money back or something.
There should be like.
It shouldn't be that much. You should get paid about, I mean, just enough for you not have to work.
Do you think Auburn has just had bad luck, or is this rigged?
I don't know. This Oklahoma deal and the Georgia
situation.
One.
You think it's rigged?
I think
Tony?
Both games it's been a rigged situation. Like I've seen the highlights of the Oklahoma. Like I'm not an Auburn fan. Don't get me wrong.
We've took a Robin this year.
Yeah.
I watched highlights of the Oklahoma game and I was like, this is bad. Mm-hmm. These refs are terrible.
Yeah.
And then I saw that situation happen in Georgia,
the timeout thing,
and I'm
the
like,
score. When Arnold went up the middle, he crossed the line. The ball went over that far. I mean, you could see it clear as that. You're going to tell me that some guy can dive, not even land in the end zone and touch the pylon, and he can score, but a guy can't take the football halfway over the line and score.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But you're saying halfway over the line. I got 10 Georgia fans saying it never crossed the line.
Man.
We got, you know, the same picture – and two totally different perspectives.
If there's any Georgia fans that think he was clapping like this,
then they couldn't see the line clearly.
Which I've seen a lot of Georgia people like, you know, kind of lost a lot of respect for him because he just bold-faced lied on national television.
Yeah. And doubled down, right?
No, I was
after the game, and did he kind of double down on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he said something during the press conference.
During the press conference. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I can't stand Georgia.
Yeah, same. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes Georgia around here much.
I like the state of Georgia, but I don't like their football.
Good state.
They're rude fans.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Calm down now. Georgia, the team, is terrible. Now, Atlanta, the Braves, great team.
Yeah.
Are you a big Braves fan, too?
Yeah, man. They finally got rid of Snicker.
I'm not sure. I just started watching it last night since the playoffs started.
Yeah.
I got to get Whitney to wash my Dodgers jersey.
I was gonna say,
some dust.
You're a Dodgers fan?
Big time Dodgers fan.
Dude, I'm not. You know why I like the Dodgers?
Why?
Because that old country song, when he's talking, Mark Chestnut, Too Cold at Home. Y'all remember that? And he says,
I don't know it.
That baseball game on TV takes me back when I was a kid. We wore those uniforms just like the Dodgers did.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was one of my favorite songs when I was younger. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So
sometimes that's all you need.
Now, if they lose, I'm still okay. You know what I mean? But yeah. I like their stuff. I don't know. You ever just buy... Like, I wouldn't buy an Alabama hat, but, like, you ever just see, like, a team where it really don't matter? Let's just say, like, an NFL team or baseball team. You like their hat or something?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Boston Red Sox had
how dare you?
Awesome hats, just, man.
Yeah.
I want to come over there and slap the crap out of you. Right?
Yeah.
My second, after all my I've
second,
been through.
No, my second favorite team in the MLB is the Yankees.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they choke every single time. So I had to.
They do or the Braves do?
No, the last few years the Yankees keep choking there at the end. You know, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Huh?
I hadn't really watched them since Derek Jeter was there.
Been a little.
Been a while. I only watched the playoffs. They hadn't made it in so long.
They made it last year. They made it last year, and you know what happened? They choked.
Did the Dodgers get them?
I hope so. I don't think that's the
case. I don't think it was the Dodgers that got them.
I can't remember when I watched it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we know?
But they say that the Colts practice field is in the middle of all those cornfields, somewhere close to where we were working.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it's like.
Just right by where you were.
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing but cornfields as far as you could see. And everybody, each day, some fella would come by and say, you know, the coach. But Indiana people are so nice, man, because they had that corn that you could just eat right then.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah, and there was about 80 of us, you know, on these crews. We were changing out a bunch of ties. But
were you on the chain gang? Or
kind of, yeah. Yeah, you had your own little job you did, and we'd change out about 2,500 ties a day.
Hey.
So, yeah, but.
Did y'all sing while y'all worked or no?
Yeah, sometimes.
When we're
lining track with the bars.
Yeah.
My Lord, no, we ain't never sing.
Made me think of John. Was it John Henry?
John Henry.
I've been to where he died in West Virginia.
Is that a real story?
Yeah, they got a big statue of him.
I don't think that's a real story.
It is a real story, but here's the thing. Rail nowadays weighs like 110 pounds to 141 pounds every 3 feet.
Wow.
When he was toting that stick of rail, it was only like 12 foot, 36 pounds.
He's totally diminishing John Henry.
Well, I got to see that tunnel. There's a big statue of him.
You say you talk.
Your mom didn't even know.
Supposed to
spit it out, Junior. Yeah.
Well, I say.
You'd work good out there. Now, boy,
you are discouraging the works of a black man. John Henry was black.
Wow, Tony.
Those rails weren't as big as they were today. Who cares? John Henry was a mighty man.
He was a mighty man.
Born with a hammer.
Why are you talking like Yosemite Sam?
See, it would have only been about 360 pounds for that rail.
Yeah, you're saying he wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, back then the rail didn't weigh as much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to arm wrestle him or nothing.
John Henry's definitely a folklore.
No, John Henry was a real dude.
Real guy.
He died.
Real
guy? He died.
Who's insulting him more, Jacob or Tony saying he wasn't even real?
He's calling him a fake.
Yeah, because it was in that little video of American Tall Tales.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
he's fighting the machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to beat the steam.
Trying to beat the steam machine.
And he does.
Nah, he died in that tunnel.
Yeah, that's what it says. Didn't that what happened?
No, he beat the machine.
Did he?
Yes.
With his pickaxe or something? Or?
In the little mini movie, he beats the machine and then he dies. Because he overworked himself.
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
I can't take that serious, Tony.
Oh, my God. Well, it's like Johnny Appleseed.
You got to look up on A&E, like, biography. John Henry.
We'll have to look it
Johnny
up.
I'm
Appleseed.
Thinking John Henry was real. I'm looking that up right now.
Yeah. While some believe he was purely mythical, historians suggest a real John Henry was a prisoner who worked on the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway in the 1870s. So,
inconclusive, story, maybe. The story is fake.
The legend.
If you can see this, I've been to that tunnel right there where that statue is.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
So the legend, so like I take it the story's a myth, but
yeah, so he was a real person.
Okay, well, I stand corrected.
Okay, the legend says he raced a steam powered drill one, but died from exhaustion afterwards.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
So it's true, man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
John Henry was a mighty man. Born with a hammer. Oh,
picking up them little bitty, picking up them little bitty toothpick rails.
Oh my gosh! I you're ruining my childhood now.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry, man.
Look,
everything's
like
not
Johnny
like
Johnny Appleseed. You really think he went down to the South and just started spreading apple seeds everywhere?
I don't know that much about him, but the kids, they
the
have
kids
Johnny
get into
Seed
Johnny Appleseed. Yeah,
it's weird.
They've
man.
Gotten really into Tell Johnny me. Appleseed.
How about them suckers too, man? If you got a loose tooth, those are the ones for you. The
What's
caramel,
that?
The caramel apple.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Johnny Appleseed sucker.
How do you say it again?
Caramel apple.
Caramel. Yeah.
Caramel.
You say caramel?
Caramel.
Yeah. Like a lot of people.
No, caramel.
You mean no?
I say caramel.
That's good for you. It doesn't mean everybody else has to.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's nice.
Just like
Tony's like,
just
no.
Like ramen noodles.
He's like, no, that's
ramen.
Not it.
See, ramen noodles.
Yeah, that's the American pronunciation.
Ramen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a Southern pronunciation.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah. Same as crappy. Go crappy fishing.
Crappy fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, ramen. You're thinking of the TV
you mean
show.
Crape?
No, crappy.
The fish.
But they call them crappie sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking of the French.
No, there's a fish named crepe.
Really?
Crepe?
Crepe fish.
I think so.
Never
I
heard of that.
I might be wrong. I probably am wrong.
What about the fisherman in the room? He would probably know best.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was pronounced crepe.
Oh, that's carp. Is that what you're talking
nope.
about?
Crepe? Nope.
Never heard of crepe. I'm thinking this is definitely false.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you spell
100%.
It? 100%. You're spelling crap. C-R-A-P.
C-R-A-P-E.
Oh, let me see. Crepe fish.
Hey, was he right?
Hold on. I was accidentally.
This could be historic.
He got on his
if Tony's
browser.
Right on this
no,
one.
No, he's thinking about a crepe myrtle.
The flower? The plant.
Yeah, the plant.
Yeah.
No, that well, it's, you're thinking of crappie, because yeah. There is no such thing.
That's
as
probably
crepe.
What it is. No. But I thought it was pronounced crepe.
No.
Well, again, I stand corrected.
The guy who tells us all how it's all pronounced. I love it. That's good, Tony.
I wish we could put him in a Dunkin' booth and yeah. Make him tell the truth. You know what?
He's just, like, it's not caramel. It's the crepey.
How about them crepe myrtle fishes?
Tony's gonna move to Finland in no time now. He's like, I'm done with this.
I'm done with this.
I'm done with this. What
go,
am I doing?
Go
then you're gonna have to learn what kind of fish they have.
Yeah.
Salmon, probably.
That sounds probably true.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Oh, yeah.
That's
do y'all like salmon patties?
Yeah.
God, I do too.
Yeah.
Never really had one.
You hadn't
They're
had
good.
Any?
They're good.
It's good.
Yeah, put you a little bit of Tabasco down.
You know, I don't dabble a lot in fish, only because it's usually sometimes you go to a restaurant, it's a little bit more expensive. So
I thought you'd be cooking it at home.
That's Chef the thing. Tony. Like, I don't want to. That's the thing about cooking. I feel like red meat, it's, you can tell when it's cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas fish, I don't want to. You could definitely.
It's harder to tell
when it's use under a thermometer. Or over. I'm not like that, man.
I've always been told
when it starts flaking, like it's
time.
We used to cook some brim on the grill. Holy, I don't know if you call them brim, but
Tony. But I would, you know what, Tony, and I would even, I would help you out if you didn't just bring it on yourself.
Hey, it is what it is.
Oh, man.
Love it, dude.
Sometimes you get it wrong.
That's right. I like that, though. Better to take your shot.
There you go. Yeah.
Sometimes you get it wrong.
That's right. Sometimes you're clapping. Actually... Sometimes it's a timeout. Man, I'm just going to say, I'm glad I'm not an Auburn fan. You guys, I don't know. Y'all have had it rough.
Georgia, they said they were going to change their name to the Georgia Zebras.
Because of the refs.
The stripes are on their team, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't hardly win.
I mean, what stinks about it is, really and truly, the timeout wasn't that big of a deal.
Didn't change
besides
things.
Besides, he lied.
Right.
But the touchdown could have made a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, that's a big deal. What would have been a 17
momentum? That just dropped our momentum.
17-0 at the half?
At that point, yeah. Dang. They weren't going to let that happen.
Nope. Had to stop that.
Yeah.
What do you think? If it's rigged, why? What, is it a money thing? Is it somebody making some money somewhere? Is it the gambling? What is it?
I almost want to think that they want Georgia to play in the SEC championship every year. Because it's in Georgia.
Do they bring more money? Do you think more fans, more people show up?
I think a lot of fans show up. Yeah, because it's right there in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you'll notice, man, they're the team that goes most of the time.
They get there.
Ever since it's been in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it hasn't been long since it's been in Atlanta. Maybe like three. I would say.
Oh no, what they done is they changed domes. They tore one down, put the other one up. Or put the other one up, tore the other one down.
Have y'all been to the new one, the Mercedes? Mm-hmm,
once.
Is it nice?
Yeah. It wasn't real nice when I went, though, because we got beat.
It happened.
What game did you go to?
Auburn, Georgia. That would have been probably 5 or 6. No, probably 10 years ago.
10 years ago already.
Yeah, I'd say.
Dang. Yep. Tony, have you been to any games?
I've never been to a college game.
No.
Not a single college
game. Not a single one.
Really? Yeah. You would love it.
I mean, I've gone to the 8A game, but that's not.
It's kind of close.
It's not the same, but not even close.
If nothing else, going down and watching the Eagle fly at Auburn is
I've seen a clip of that. And I'm like, dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I hate the Florida State Seminoles, but watching that horse go on the field, I was like, that's awesome. And then they do the war chant.
That's
cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Braves used to do that too, but you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I like Florida State's too, where
it comes in, throws the spear down.
I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Which one is it Oklahoma that they used to run the
wagon?
Yes.
Yeah, do you remember when it fell that year?
I was supposed to say that, man.
Do you remember that? I hate to laugh, but it did. It fell right in the middle of the field. Can you imagine in front of all those people?
Hey.
I can imagine how bad it hurt.
Oh, it had to hurt. Yeah.
They don't do that anymore?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's tradition. I wouldn't think they'd change it.
I mean, was it Colorado doing the bison run? Who did the bison run?
Did they? They had the bison come out?
Maybe.
Well, it's funny, though, with talking about mascots. Auburn just decided we're going to have two. Right, you got the eagle and the tiger.
Yeah.
What's the story on that?
Something about
when did like
Pat die? Somebody,
is it a Civil
somebody,
War situation?
Nah, something about an eagle flew over during a game or something,
and they won.
And they said War Eagle or something like that.
It's neat though, because I wonder if they're like, what could happen to have a third one?
Like a third mascot?
Yeah, like maybe y'all do something good.
Well, here's the thing, though. The eagle you can't really, like, interact with. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah. The tiger's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's kind of like with Alabama. You got the elephant.
And then you got
the crimson tide.
Yeah. What is a crimson?
Just so red, it was red wave.
Red, wasn't it like a broadcast?
That's it.
Like, he said that. Oh,
they looked like a.
That may have been what happened on Auburn's thing.
Somebody broadcast it, maybe.
Something about, yeah.
That's neat, but, you know, we've kind of, it's been cemented at this point. You know, back then it was a new thing. And everybody kind of jumped on. You had to, like, everybody. Yeah. Like, what if somebody was like, they look like, you know.
I ain't no Crimson Tide.
Yeah. I mean, what if somebody tried to add a third one, like the salamanders, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
what would happen?
Who's got the squirrel running on the field right now? And they constantly have a squirrel running on the field. It's the SEC team.
Really? They've got a squirrel on there.
Missouri or something like that.
See, they could add the squirrel as a new mascot.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a squirrel that's constantly going onto the field.
I can't think of.
I don't know.
On purpose?
No, it's definitely on that. Well, I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Seems like an easy fix, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but.
No 22.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that wouldn't mind.
Hey, we just let that eagle go.
That let the eagle have it.
Yeah. We'll take our eagle to their stadium. We'll get rid of that daggum squirrel problem. Yeah.
I'm ready for Alabama and Auburn to add a third mascot.
I think they should.
Yeah, I do too.
What do you think they should be?
That's a good question.
What do you think about that name? I thought that was pretty funny to begin with. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
The what?
Trash pandas.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? I love the smartest city in Alabama.
That's what they.
Did you know that?
Because I like the stars myself.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I like the trash panda thing, too, but I like the stars.
You like the stars. The owners were hesitant to pick that name because they thought it was...
Bad marketing.
But then, like...
It's the opposite.
Oh, the shirts and stuff are awesome.
The raccoon.
They were like, all right, let's go with it. And then, like, it definitely...
Took off,
yeah.
That's fun to go to, too. The trash pandas.
Yeah, have you been?
Once, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I'm a Barons fan, man, so I'm not going to go to trash panda.
You ever notice he's opposite of what
every time? And I don't even think the Barons and the Trash Pandas are like big rivals or anything.
Oh,
are they even in the same league?
They play. Do they not play like an inaugural game or something?
Yeah.
But is it an inaugural game?
I feel like they're not even in the same league. I could be way off on that.
They aren't, but they are. They're both semi-pro teams. But
I don't think they're rivals, Tony.
Who do you think is better between the two?
Trash Pandas, 100%.
No, the Barons.
Think so?
Really?
Yeah, the Barons are actually a pro team. I'm not saying the Trash Pandas aren't a pro team, but the Barons are actually part of a pro organization.
So why aren't they playing like the Brewers and some of them?
No, they do play. They play the Montgomery, I don't remember what Brewers team.
Montgomery Weasels.
They play the Montgomery Biscuits.
You know, I don't even know why I look up on the computer any fact checking. When we got Tony, he just asked him. Yes, he's going to know.
Play the Barons play. Look, they're part of the White Sox. They're part of the White Sox.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they yeah. all but are. They're some feeder,
no, feeder team. Trash
Pandas aren't. Yeah, they're a feeder team.
They're a feeder team for the Oakland A's, I thought.
The Trash Pandas?
Yeah.
I thought they were something to do with the athletics.
For the A's?
I thought that was right.
They shut down over there. They're playing up in, Oregon? Because they moved out of Oakland?
Oh, I ain't sure about that, but I remember going as a kid. Or did we go to Birmingham and watch the A's play the Barons?
Huh.
It was an inaugural game for fun.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas minor league baseball team. They are affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
How about that? Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't like that, but okay.
That's even more bad news for Tony. Makes it even worse.
The only reason why I like the Barons is because of Michael Jordan.
That was a long time ago.
I was supposed to say, yeah, I've got that jersey, actually.
Man, you know, they do every year they do like a Michael Jordan night, and like the first 10,000 people get a jersey.
That's awesome.
That has his number on it and says Jordan on it.
They used to give the ice cream out, the little helmets.
Oh. Yeah,
you remember they still do that?
I don't know if they still do that, but I know
And you get those little
yeah.
tire knocker, you know, like little bitty bats.
Yeah, I've got one from an Astros game from a long time ago.
Yeah, those were cool, man. Yeah, Louisville Slugger was like.
Yeah, those little bats.
You went to an Astros game?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, thank God it was a long time ago.
Why is that?
I can't stand the Astros, man. You talking about? No, no, no. You talking about cheaters? The Astros are cheaters, man. The Astros are cheaters. And every person listening can agree with me that the Houston Astros cheated their way not once, but at least three times to win the World Series.
Corked bats or how what?
And they actually got in trouble for it, too. They got caught. And you know what they did? Nothing. Absolutely nothing to them.
Well,
that stinks,
Tony. I hate that happened to you.
Yeah. Wish I'd have known you then. I would have gave you a shoulder.
I've never seen somebody so passionate
about baseball.
About baseball. Never even knew he was a fan, which makes it even 10 times better, Tony.
You see me wear a Braves jersey in here.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that wear Braves stuff.
I wear a Baron's jersey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear a jersey for no reason.
What about the Texas Rangers, man? I got me a Nolan Ryan
jersey. I respect the Rangers.
Remember that butt whooping he put on Ventura that time?
He took it down. Yeah, I do.
I respect the Rangers because they haven't won anything, so I can't stand
that. Teams that win.
Is that why you're a Florida fan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Tony.
Wow, Tony's having a day today. I feel like we might need to take him to lunch or something.
Listen, you know what? You can say that, but Florida has won a national championship in every sport. Only college to ever do that.
In the same year?
Nope.
That's what you want to say, is in the same year.
No, in the same year, but no, you can't, no.
Huh?
What?
Plenty of teams have done that. No. You're talking about in the same season, the
worst
thing is
the basketball. No. The hardest thing would be the basketball, for sure.
Yeah. They, not in the same year. Florida is the only university that's won a national championship in basketball, football, softball, baseball,
kickball,
gymnastics.
No.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Me either, after everything he's told today.
Look at this. First thing that comes up, the University of Florida is not the only school to have won national championships in all sports.
What school has?
It says no school has achieved this.
What? No. False.
Yeah. However, Florida is the only school to have won at least three national championships in both football and basketball and numerous other sports. I don't know. Who are you going
to
believe?
Just seems basketball seems like it'd be the toughest to win.
One, yeah.
When you get to March Madness, some of those like 11 seeds, some of those seeds beat the crap out of these good teams, man.
Gators made history by being the only school to win titles in both football and basketball in the same year. That's the big... That's what you need to hang your hat on, Tony. The other is,
I like how you went in through in gymnastics and curling.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of sports. How are you going to even swimming, water polo?
Yes. Do they still do that where the horse jumps from the way up into that pool?
What?
The what?
Y'all have seen that before where they're like the rider, the horse jumps and he lands in that pool?
No.
From the high dive. Y'all remember those?
A horse.
What?
A horse with a person on the back. Wasn't that lady blind or something was doing it for a long time? I'm being really serious. It's
what
like
are you
a,
talking about?
Okay, so the horse goes up, they get on this platform.
Where? We're on a,
is this Olympics? What is this?
We're on a diving board?
Yeah, it's like the horse jumps.
There's a horse
off.
On a diving board.
No, it's like a platform. Kind of like the third one at Point Mallard.
Yeah, it's like a flat, no spring.
They just jump off. What is that called?
On a horse.
On a horse.
Never heard of this,
dude.
What is this like? What is the games that just happened in Birmingham? Horse.
The World Games.
The World
Games. Is it a World Game, Jacob?
This probably won't do the horse jump. Diving horses, 1923. Right there it is.
19. 23, like it happened last week.
See that horse jumping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to watch no horse jump.
It's pretty. Look at here. Look from all the way up there, y'all.
Look.
And this is before AI or any of this. This is old.
Think I'll add that to the rodeo now since you...
Diving horses.
That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, there's a bunch of pictures about it on there.
It doesn't look like they've done it for over 100 years, Jacob.
Is that what it says?
I mean, all the pictures are look like
they're from black and white, yeah. But we need to bring it back.
Diving horses.
I think PETA might have a problem with that.
Nah, we can get around it.
Yeah.
I mean, my friend's still throwing chicken fights. I don't think we're going to get it.
You gonna bring that up to? I mean, your brother works for rodeos. Why don't you bring that up to him?
Diving horses.
Yeah, I'll see what we can do.
We can do. Yeah, tell him. Be like, hey, bring that to Coleman.
Maybe you could have the chicken fights on a diving board just to add some excitement. Like first one, you know, King of the Hill game.
That would be awesome.
Chickens on the diving board.
Yeah, but they like fall off and
King of the Hill.
They gotta hit. Do that again. Man. You could do a turkey call.
That was pretty good. Was that a gobble?
No, I don't know what the heck.
It was kind of like a. Have y'all seen those people that are? I know y'all are gonna think I'm lying about this, dude. But have y'all seen those people that's in the competition for the turkey calls?
Yeah.
Have y'all noticed they act it out while they do it?
Get into it.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw this one dude, and he was like he was bowing up at somebody or something.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Pretty good.
Where's does the that really button? Sound like? Does that really sound like a turkey? I've never been hunting.
I think so. I think that's kind of what it sounds
where's
like.
Where's Jared when you?
Yeah, know? That's a Jared question. Yeah. He's out of town.
Of course he is.
He's been working too much.
Yes,
sure he has.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure has. All right then.
Well,
what else? That's all I got for the day.
It actually sounds
it's pretty close.
So do you listen when you grow up on a farm, you learn how to do the chicken calls. So I mean, it's just
can you do a rooster crow?
I mean, I probably could
try it.
Yeah, let's hear it, Tony.
You gotta act like one up. Too. You gotta lie. Yeah.
He's kind of getting into the role.
That's not
that was
bad.
Pretty good.
That was pretty
that
good.
That was pretty good, Tony.
Yeah.
So far, he's got the rooster call and the Yosemite Sam voice.
So we need to get you signed up one of those competitions.
No.
Yeah.
Why? No. Yeah. Oh, no.
No, on the deer ones, I think you just go. My buddy did have an old box one time that his dad got somewhere and you like, did it like that, you know? Like, and it was pretty fun. Some kind of little box.
No, but what was the call?
Turkey call.
That was a turkey call?
Yeah, but I was the. Kind of sounded like a coyote.
Oh, man. I hate when coyotes start howling.
I'm not seeing as many as I used to. I think that Jared done took them all out.
There you go, attaboy.
Yeah.
No, like every time my dogs are outside dogs, and every time coyotes start howling, oh.
Siren too.
Yeah. It'll get them.
Dude, those sirens drive me crazy. Yeah. My dogs go berserk.
Yeah. By the way, Tony, I was way wrong. It's Foghorn Leghorn. That talks like that, not Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. You kind of had a mix there. Foghorn Leghorn.
Fly hole Leghorn like this.
Those are.
I say chicken hole over there.
Do those still come on Looney Tunes or whatever?
I mean, they do have a new version of Looney Tunes that.
Yeah, that's boring.
It's not the same. Yeah, but you know how violent those old shows were?
Would you call them violent or just?
Yes. Jesus.
You watch Walking Dead now. What are you worried about?
No, it's this car cartoon. I don't watch.
There's no blood or guts. No, they might fall off a cliff.
Violent actions. Like
slapping each other around.
Wile E. Coyote falling off and he's like, holds the sign, and he got a roadrunner. Beep beep.
Oh, with the little, he'll wave the flag sometimes.
And then you got Bugs Bunny dressing in drag in some of the episodes.
Yeah,
I never thought about it.
Yeah. And then they go rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season, duck season, rabbit season. Pow.
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, Elmer Fudd. Okay. We got
wabbit.
This has gotten too much.
Oh, I gotta go. I'm on look, scare the kids. Could, they've been wanting to watch some Halloween stuff. I'm gonna bring out some of them old cartoons like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Look,
I could
do the Tom and Jerry yell whenever he gets hurt. I can't do it. He does like a certain pitch. And yeah. I just can't reach it. My voice is too low.
Are you practicing to be like a voice actor?
Man, I'd love to be a voice actor.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I think you could get in there and.
Yeah,
change it up.
Do the Pink Panther.
I don't.
The Pink Panther.
Yeah, I tell you what he does.
That's the theme song.
Yeah, he never talks.
Anything.
You know,
Do you know the reboot?
But that was fun. That was fun watching that because it was kind of like, what's he going to do? You know?
They're rebooting that movie.
Yeah, really? The Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther.
Those were hilarious.
I always thought they were funny too. Yeah. I always thought they were good. Yeah. Tom and Jerry was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I always liked
what is it?
Chip and Dale Duck, Rescue Rangers.
No.
Oh, DuckTales?
No, yes, but Duck Dodgers.
I didn't know Duck Dodgers.
I don't know that one either.
Duck Dodgers, away! Like, it was essentially Daffy Duck getting put into the future, and he's, like, having to rescue, like, the Martian Queen or something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Porky the Pig as a sidekick.
Yeah. We had a lot of good cartoons.
Yeah, they was.
Tailspin. Do you remember
Tailspin? Tailspin was good. Yeah, the Jungle Book. Even that cartoon.
Darkwing Duck. Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I never watched Darkwing Duck, but I played the video game.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did I ever
I don't really this? Remember Darkwing. I don't remember playing it. I remember it being on there, but I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember being a fan of it.
Yeah, it was okay.
And then Gargoyles.
That was a little newer.
So you're in the 90s.
This is my stuff. Okay.
I think I was an adult by the time the Gargoyles were out.
That hasn't
stopped me from watching cartoons. So.
Yeah, I like some good old cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's better than some of the stuff that these kids are watching.
Like what?
That what is it, Skibbity Toilet or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're onto the toilet thing.
See, what? My kids don't even watch cartoons.
They play video games, don't they?
They're playing Roblox. Italian Roblox. Brain Rot.
That's what they love.
Italian Brain
Rot. Nah, he's all into this 99 Nights in the Forest.
99 Nights in the Forest.
Is it scary?
Yeah, there's bears and stuff that come after you. Some kind of creepy guy. But you got to keep the fire going. You got to like...
Really?
Mm-hmm. You got to get food. You got to like...
But it's all Roblox.
Mm-hmm. 99 Nights in the Forest. That's why they've been playing pretty hardcore.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Which you got to think about it. If we were their age and you could actually play with your friends
like that
and not even be with them, you know, because back in the day you played 64 or something, you know what I mean? Like
in the same room.
Yeah, but, that, yeah.
But being able to just play, like call your buddy and be like, hey, man, join me.
Yeah.
You know, but that was the beauty of it, though.
Of which one?
Of hanging out with you, calling your friends, hey man, come over, let's play.
Yeah.
We made core memories that way.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, if they're on, all right, they're on. We'll see if they want to play, and they might be like, yeah, I might.
You see, they talk too.
Yeah. They're making memories too. Yeah. It's just different.
It's just different. Yeah, it's not like back in the day when Halo came out, you had to do LAN parties and you had to like. Box up the TV because you didn't want to look at somebody else's screen.
Oh, it's like my brother said. He said he drug out the old regular Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
And the kids could not believe that the controllers had to be hooked to the cords.
Yeah.
You know, like it was.
Yeah, no wireless.
No wireless, man. You had to sit at a certain length. If not, the controller unplugged.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's some. Yeah. I had a little step. Nephew at one point, he was a little bitty guy, and he come in there one time, we was playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out,
yeah,
and we were about to solve it, and he walked by there and saw that red by the boat, and was like,
That's it. Game over.
No.
Oh, and you couldn't get mad because he was
what
just
are you
little.
Gonna do?
Yeah, you know, it was like, oh, yeah. Dude, you can't do that, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, been a great day.
Yeah.
It has.
Thanks for coming in. Been a little bit. Jacob, tell us a little bit. What's going on with the hotline, man?
Man.
What? I see the hat. You got the hat. People calling in. What?
Yeah. I've had a.
A lot of calls?
Yeah. I've got a lot of people that's wanting me to call them back. So I
got
to.
So you got some start. On the line ready to, to get on.
But our house is getting roofed right now, and they work all the way up into the dark.
Yeah.
And that beating and banging, I ain't been able to do any.
You can't do your. Can't do,
no. But it's been a lot of fun. I think about half the stories are probably made up, but.
Yeah. No, well, you know. It's still fun. That's okay.
Yeah.
You're not doing a lie detector show.
I'm just like, hey, if the story's funny, I'm posting it. Yeah. For sure.
All right, guys, check out the Coleman Hotline.
Yeah,
Coleman Hotline.
Where do you like them to check it out? TikTok, Facebook, YouTube? What is it?
Probably TikTok.
TikTok, it's banging.
You
booming.
Can be a little more lenient on TikTok.
Booming on TikTok. Some of those have 20,000 views, some of those.
I think one of the higher ones does. Yeah.
Got a lot of people tuning in, so
yeah,
happy
cool.
to see you out there doing that.
And I got called out one of the
yeah you
calls.
Did on the saber
yeah on the battle ready oh, yeah. lightsaber
Timmy Saber
I hear you Timmy and you know what you know where to find me I'll have my battle ready lightsaber ready for you
there you go
hey Timmy. Real quick
yeah
did y'all hear about that flash last night at like 2 o'clock in the morning
no
or this morning
where
my Ring camera has it
what do you mean
Like it was like a ball.
Send it to me. I want to see it.
I videoed it off my Ring camera. I'll show you.
Why don't you just share the video from your Ring camera, like Jared did?
Well, because it didn't actually pick it up. It's like an object.
Kind of like
to go back and find it.
When the Loch Ness monster kind of is there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
I'm Jacob Gibbs.
Thanks for watching.
I'm coming for you, Timmy.
Y'all tell me how we feel.